Εισόρμα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος. In the name of the Father and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Εισόρμα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος.
Your Grace, Bishop Demetrius of Mokisos, 5 short months ago, I stood before you on the feast day of one of the greatest martyrs of our church, St. Demetrius the Mirror Streamer of Thessaloniki, to enter into the holy mystery of ordination to the holy diaconate. On that holy and memorable day, you reminded me that while we may need to empty ourselves of our own will, we must also put ourselves in the position to be filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit through our active service to God's people, founded by offering our full selves, especially as clergymen, with faith, dignity, and good order. On this day, Your Grace, the second Sunday of Great and Holy Lent, as we celebrate another pillar of the faith and fellow Thessalonian, St. Gregory Palamas, I find myself standing here in my new home of Saints Peter and Paul at the footstool of the office of the Holy Priesthood, an office held by so many saints and holy people of our church, with a strong sense of awe, amazement, and unworthiness. In this moment of reflection, I find myself in wonder. I consider your words from that day. I consider the examples of these mentioned saints, as well as the enlightening experience of serving as a deacon, as examples of what it means to embody a life filled with the grace of God. And I find one common denominator, Your Grace, taking action. As I stand here in this holy vineyard of Saints Peter and Paul on this moment of reflection, I find it so fitting to look at the examples of our own patron saints, Saints Peter and Paul, the leaders of the apostles, as examples for my own priestly ministry. Certainly, all the apostles exemplified that the ministry of the Lord is one of action and hard work. It is always inspiring to me that the Lord did not choose men of philosophy or royalty, but he chose fishermen, simple men, but men of active hard work to be the foundation of his church. The Lord saw fit to entrust the church upon fishermen who would go on to apply their active work ethic to give everything that they had to draw their nets no longer for fish, but for men. The Lord was able to work through them precisely because of their willingness to give of their whole selves to him. Through their bare hands, the church was lifted, as we see in our beautiful icon here of Saints Peter and Paul. I look upon their lives of examples of what it means to serve the Lord. Also, Your Grace, on this second Sunday of Great Lent, the Sunday of St. Gregory Palamas, I look at his defense of hesychasm, sacred quietude, as another example of taking action in the ministry of the Holy Priesthood. While much different than the outward action of the aforementioned apostles, St. Gregory Palamas teaches us that to experience the divine grace of God, we must be active also internally. We must not simply philosophize with our minds about God, but we must cultivate the mind of our hearts through the actions of silence, prayer, fasting, and worship to truly experience the divine. In his writing on the Blessed Hesychast, he explains, such things of experiencing the divine essence of God are not learned from words, but from active work and from the experience of work, which brings profitable fruit, turning men away from the barren words of people who love arguments and display. I look upon his doctrine as well to remember that paired with the teachings of the apostles, ministry to the faithful must involve active work outwardly to the people of Christ, but also active work inwardly to the mind of the heart through the actions of silence, prayer, and worship. The Kontakion of St. Gregory Palamas highlights this point well as it is chanted, now is the time for action. Judgment is at the doors. So let us rise and fast, offering alms with tears of compunction. I pray that as I enter into the ministry of the Holy Priesthood, I remember both examples of active ministry so that I may be a conduit of the grace of God to his holy people. As I stand in this moment of reflection, Your Grace, not only do I look upon the examples of these saints who took action in their ministry, but I also look at the examples of active ministry seen by so many people who have touched me personally. First among these examples, I look at the active ministry of His Eminence, Metropolitan Iakovos of Chicago, a pillar of faith, wisdom, and support for this entire metropolis by means of his own action, both inward and outward. I am very thankful for him for his continued blessings, support, prayers, and the example that he has provided to me of what it means to be a servant of the Lord. Your grace, Bishop Demetrios of Mokissos, I also thank you for your example that you have given to me of what it means to take action in one's ministry, in your ministry of the Holy Archpriesthood. You have shown that action to me personally, and I thank you for your constant personal care, counsel, instruction, patience, and love that you have always offered to me. It has been a great blessing to view firsthand your active ministry in shepherding the communities of this holy metropolis, and it has been an equally great blessing to look on your example of taking action in ministry in your tireless efforts to bring awareness and response to the crimes on our fellow Christians throughout the world. I also thank you, your grace, in welcoming me to this metropolis and entrusting me with the task, under the guidance of Father Paniotis, to work with the youth and young adults of Saints Peter and Paul. It was you who placed me here, your grace, and for that I am very thankful. On that note, I must also mention my gratitude for Father Paniotis and the entire community of Saints Peter and Paul. All of you immediately welcomed me as one of your own. It is a privilege to serve in this dynamic parish filled with inspiring people who also embody the spirit of personal action in the Christian life, which especially shows in our parish's strong sense of outreach and care for those in need. I must also know the great impression that the young people of this community have left upon me. All of you are inspiring to me in your own way, and it's been a great blessing for me to walk with you over the last year. To my brothers and sister classmates and schoolmates, many of whom are here today, to the professors and the staff of Holy Cross Greek Orthodox School of Theology in Brookline, Massachusetts, we have shaped each other's lives over the years on the Holy Hill, and if we have learned anything, it is that the ministry that we have is one of action, both outward and inward. To my spiritual father, Father Dimitri, though he could not be with us here today, I give him much thanks. He has also constantly shown to me the same spirit of ministry through action. I've learned so much from him in so many arenas of ministry, but his the most notable of all has been his active approach to ministering to the people of God through his inward and outward operation in ministry. I must also mention my gratitude for the parents of my wife, John and Carrie. Over the last 6 years, you have opened your hearts to me and have been great witnesses to this same type of approach to our faith, not only with words or thoughts, but with action. And for you, I am very grateful. To my grandparents, you have always been an outstanding example of love and self-emptying, which shines forth in your beautiful marriage, a marriage of over 55 years, and something that I will always hold close to my heart. To my family, you have also shown to me through your own ways how the true Christian life is one of taking action, both through personal growth, silence, and stillness, and through the outward work of getting your hands dirty to serve others. Adafi Theonifi, Stephanie, and Father Pericles, this is shown in each of your unique ministries. To my mother and father, you have also displayed to me this type of integrity and faith in your approach in your life. To all of you, I am very grateful for your examples. Finally, to my loving and beautiful wife, Anna, you are definitely a person of action, and that has always impressed upon me. You have a deep love for Christ that shows in your love for others and your love for the church. On the one hand, it is such a blessing for me to have a fellow doer for Christ, a theologian and a believer who is by my side guiding me in my own ministry. And on the other hand, it is an honor to watch you in your ministry, which is filled with much dedication and purpose for the young people of our church. Now, your grace, it is time for the Lord to act. I pray that through the example of the chief of the apostles, the pillars of the church, and the fishermen turned wise, Saints Peter and Paul, I may too employ their examples of work and giving to the people of Christ. I also pray that through the power of active inner silence and peace, I may follow the example of St. Gregory Palamas, a pillar of grace, that I too may grow closer to the divine love of God and in turn offer that to his people.
My good Deacon Kozmam, with the blessings of His Eminence Metropolitan Yakovos of Chicago, it's a great honor and privilege for me to celebrate your ordination to the Holy Priesthood. Marking both the your dates of ordination, that of the Feast of St. Demetrius and that today of the Feast of St. Gregory of Palamas, Thessaloniki, you have two great examples of doers of the word, as you so beautifully put forth in your prosphonices. Saint Demetrius was martyred for the truth. Saint Gregory of Palamas suffered for the truth. And those who are doers of the true word of God sometimes suffer. You will be a great leader of God's people and a doer of the word and a person who takes action. You have proven that in your diaconal ministry. But know full well that the truth comes with a price. And we saw at the Feast of St. Demetrius how those who fought the truth from outside the church killed him in martyrdom. We also see how St. Gregory of Palamas, in his exposition of Light and Life theology, of his exposition of hesychasm, suffered for the truth from those within the church. You will be plagued with both. However, on this magnificent day, keep your eyes focused on the cross and beyond the cross to the empty tomb. For through Christ, who is the light and life of the world and the ultimate truth and reality, you will surpass all those slings and arrows which are treacherously cast against us as doers of the word of Christ. Be a conscientious celebrant of the holy mysteries that you already have become. Through the guidance and counsel of Father Panayoti, you have indeed become a true minister of the mysteries of Christ. You have become a doer of the word. With those here at Saints Peter and Paul who have nurtured your every step, you are called now to minister to them in a new and unique way as a celebrant of the holy mysteries and as a priest of the Most High God. You, along with your presbytera, will shoulder upon yourselves great responsibilities in the vineyard of our Lord here and anywhere else that God may place you. We hope and pray that your ministry here is long and fruitful, that you assist Father Panayoti in all his undertakings, that you create new and dynamic ministries for this parish and the metropolis of Chicago at large. We are most grateful that you've embraced this holy metropolis with the love and dedication that you have shown, and with great humility. And our expression of gratitude goes also to Metropolitan Nicholas of Detroit, for he has given his blessings as well, that you come to our metropolis to become a priest of the Most High God in service here. We are grateful to His Eminence for His loving gift of you, for you have become one of the jewels, the diadem of the crown of the metropolis of Chicago. And we hope and pray that that great dignity and humility you've displayed throughout your diaconal ministry will inspire you to continue in that same road. In a few weeks, we celebrate the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem and then His awesome passion, His ultimate death by crucifixion, His burial, but then His three-day glorious resurrection. I am very pleased and excited and happy that this time of year you were called to be ordained to the priesthood so that you can experience that entire cycle of worship that is so unique to our Orthodox tradition. For through our worship, we transcend time and space and we unite ourselves with our Savior and walk with Him. So too, you will unite yourself with Him in a unique way as a celebrant of the Holy Mysteries. I'm certain that with Father Panayoti's guidance, with the love and care of those here at this parish, with the support of your soon-to-be presbytera, you will go, as St. Paul tells us, from strength to strength and from glory to glory. May God make it so. Amen. Please rise.